WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. Now don't call me Shirley.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This won't be played on your radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Where were you in 78? Where were you in 79?
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Probably in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
So I heard you wanted to see me.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't get my cup this week.
What do you mean? I already paid you the money.
Not the money, the other cup. You know what I'm talking about.
Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. I said, are you gonna be my girl? It's a 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
Cockpit before?
No, sir, I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform, community, non-commercial, and sometimes even educational radio. In case you didn't know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Jets and Other Arrow Things. It's a triple feature with the Australian band Jet, who named themselves after the Paul McCartney song, and the American rock superstar, Joan Jett. And then, thirdly, the biggest hard rock band ever to come out of our Boston Aerosmith. Out of our Boston area, that'd be Aerosmith. And then Another feature. For the last 6 days, if you play around the Tufts University campus or many other areas in Metro West, the sacrificial neighborhoods, you may have noticed that there's been an onslaught of planes from Logan Airport. Yes, the last 6 days, starting around 5:08 a.m. and continuing past until 12:30 a.m. Last Saturday morning, even between the hours of 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., there were 7 loud commercial airplanes that woke many of us up. Yep, between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., 7 of them on a Saturday morning. So, to commemorate that, I'm rebroadcasting a news report that I did on the September 18th, 2019 Somerville public hearing on all the Logan Airport noise that people in select neighborhoods of Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Medford, Arlington, Belmont, and Watertown have been suffering with. So that's coming up in the second big set in this program. So we began the show with one hit each from our featured artists. Yes, Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl from their Get Born album. And then it was Joan Jett with Bad Reputation, followed by Aerosmith and Let the Music Do the Talking from their Done with Mirrors album. Although, actually, that song was first from the Joe Perry Project when he left Aerosmith for a while, and then they redid it with Aerosmith and Steven Tyler insisting on changing the lyrics in a minor way, which I learned about in Joe Perry's autobiography. What an excellent book, and I've been reading autobiographies of several musical people in the last year plus. Dee Dee Ramone and Ted Templeman, producer of Van Halen, as well as many other bands. So, backing me up right now, in fact, my ambiance, the music I play while I'm talking all this evening, will be selections from Brian Eno's epic 1978 ambient masterpiece Music for Airports, Ambient 4. This is the first track on it. 1/1, first track of the first side. So this is going to be a really rockin' show overall. No syrupy ballads. I got 3 long main sets for you, and we're going to be alternating between our 3 featured artists with something else smack in the middle, like a boxed of chocolate candy. And we've got two of these bands with two guitar players each who really do a great job playing off of each other. Joe Perry and Brad Whitford of Aerosmith, and in Jet, the lead guitarist and vocalist Cameron Muncy. And there's two brothers in the band, Nick and Chris Chester, playing rhythm guitar and drums. But yeah, the rhythm and lead guitar players, they do a great job of both of those bands. Not copying each other, but playing different parts, which is something that I really like. And our audio clips from Who Knows Where tonight include the 1980 parody film Airplane, with Leslie Nielsen, Peter Graves, and Lloyd Bridges, who is father of Jeff Bridges, who does the "Do you really think that just because you have an idea" clip in the intro. Plus, we've got that September 18th, 2019 Somerville public hearing. Yeah, plenty of audio clips from that in the news report. So let's get the rest of your rockin' Friday night sound collage party going with a song from an absolutely perfect Aerosmith album. The title track, in fact, from Toys in the Attic. Here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
One teaspoon of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
One, two, three, four, five, six! Run, 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 run.
Yeah.
Tompkins Square Park, down by the power lines. I see all the neon and it's cold at night. Yeah, well, I got my radio on. It's so exciting here with the skyscrapers in the dark. I feel in touch with the modern world. I feel in touch, I feel alive with 50,000 watts of power.
Because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Thank you. executive wing of the Foundation to eradicate sleeper, paved with swirling brown carpet that seems to move in all directions while I sit here at America West Gate 11 here in the beautiful Phoenix, Arizona airport. It's 5:21 a.m., and I'm on my way to L.A. The band is a day off, and Chrysalis Records has seen fit to fly me to the City of Light for interviews and a photo session. At best, I got a whopping 30 minutes of sleep. I'm running a fever, and my body feels like Billy Idol himself has pummeled me with his platinum discs. I don't remember the show I finished not 5 hours ago. I'm sitting with a bunch of cowboys and businessmen, and we are all coughing. Later. At LAX, good old Jeff, the Chrysalis Records press agent, will meet me, and I will do the method acting stunt. I will remember the last time I was sane and well-rested, and I'll act like that. I will say, "Hi, how are you, man?" as he quickly glances at the bruise on my face I got from the stage diver maniac. I'll remember that time when I was a mere slip of a youth in my early 20s, when no sleep was no sweat, and I'll reply with a lusty, vibrant laugh and say, "Ha-ha, great, man! Let's go get some beef jerky! Let's go get laid!" And he'll look at me with a worried glance, and we'll leave to go hang out and look at pictures of Billy Idol. Like there's really anything else you'd rather do.
To the people that go with Mama Kins and work at Mama Kins and hang at Mama Kins, Mama Kin.
Screaming! touch that guy.
Touch me, and that hand will never touch anything again.
But it's the only shot we've got. Yeah!
I don't know what you got that I can use anyway.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme this evening is called Jets and Other Arrow Things. It's a triple feature with the Australian band Jet, who are named themselves after the Paul McCartney song, in fact. And then we've got Joan Jett and her Blackhearts, and then the Boston area's most successful hard rock band, Aerosmith. We kicked off that last set with those bad boys from Boston with the title track off of their perfect Toys in the Attic album. And it was a little quote from the father of LSD, Albert Hoffman. Followed by Joan Jett and Roadrunner. And then it was Jett, the Australian band, with Rollover DJ from their Get Born album. And then Henry Rollins, a very creative man, and with Black Flag. And that was his... That was a spoken word piece called Jet Lag from his album Rollins Speaks. Then Aerosmith once again with a live version of Mamakin. And Mamakin is a song written by Steven Tyler about basically the Earth Mother, Gaia. Some powerful female presence that just runs the world. And then Don't Touch That Dial, yeah, from Dweezil Zappa, and a little clip from The Matrix Reloaded, mixed in there with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Do You Want to Touch Me? And we concluded the music in that set with a quickie under 2 minutes from Jett, Last Chance. And then a public service message from Joe Perry and Steven Tyler. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the second song from Brian Eno's epic 1978 ambient masterpiece, Music for Airports. So in the next set, I'm going to wrap my Somerville airplane noise news report from 2019. The basic story is that a lot of activists, but people annoyed, people who are being abused, have been reasonably successful getting our local leaders to recognize this problem. But the ability to go and take action is really limited because the FAA is controlled by it's the federal government. And there's a particular form of government corruption called regulatory capture, where the industry who supposed to be controlled actually takes over the regulatory agencies. And in fact, it took an act of Congress for the FAA to stop referring to the airlines as their customers. In any case, Yeah, we're going to be hearing from Jett and Aerosmith and Joan Jett in this next set. And we're going to have a news report in there. And it's going to start right now with a collaboration between Aerosmith and Run DMC. That really got Aerosmith's career going again. Yes, Walk This Way here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Like a river, the best thing. About a decade ago, Massport, the government agency that runs Logan Airport, decided they wanted to dramatically increase their revenue and the number of airplane flights into and out of Logan Airport. But they had a problem. People in the surrounding communities were beginning to get upset about the noise and pollution, and the complaints would only increase with greater air traffic. So Massport and the FAA devised a two-part solution called RNAV. First, they would change the flight paths, so instead of spreading them out over the region, the airplanes would fly along very narrow GPS-directed routes. Then, with these so-called highways in the skies established, they would route all the planes on top of these exact same houses over and over again. Airplanes are massive generators of two kinds of pollution, and absolutely nobody wants either kind for themselves or their families. Nobody wants air pollution, and nobody wants house-shaking noise pollution. After RNAV was implemented in 2014, the residents of Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Medford, Arlington, Belmont, and Watertown, who live below the high-intensity RNAV flight paths, have been suffering the consequences. For example, in Somerville, previously 59% of the homes were exposed to some airplane noise, but RNAV changed that to focus all of the air traffic on just 14% of Somerville. Massport claimed this was an excellent solution because it reduced noise for a majority of the people and would allow Logan traffic to keep expanding without affecting any additional people. Another factor is that RNAV considers schools, universities, nursing homes, and elder care facilities to all have a zero residential population, and thus the planes supposedly have no impact at all on any humans who happen to be there. So three of the RNAV flight paths were routed over Tufts University, one hugging the north side of campus, another the south side, and a third basically right down the middle. As the number of planes has increased under RNAV, people living in these sacrificial neighborhoods of the affected communities are now being woken up at all hours, breathing emission-filled air, and the loud noise and vibrations are stressing people out. Public meetings have or will be held in Medford, Somerville, Cambridge, Belmont, and other affected communities. On September 18th, the Somerville City Council Committee on Public Health and Public Safety held a hearing on the matter. Wig Zamore is the Somerville representative to the Massport Community Advisory Committee. Prior to RNAV, Wig was one of the 59% of Somerville residents who received some airplane noise, but he voted in favor of the RNAV decision to shift it away from his home onto 14% of other Somerville citizens. Wig presented a number of slides to explain and defend this decision. He began by describing how the FAA calculates noise, with a statistic called the average decibel noise level. That's not the loudest noise the planes make, but an average level for the neighborhood calculated over time. He also explained that the FAA measures noise using a 50-year-old standard originally developed for people living near military airfields, and that the most accurate data Massport has for the sacrificial neighborhoods is now quite old, from 2013, before RNAV was implemented.
This is the most important slide. Basically, that red line is a curve that shows what percent of people are annoyed at what noise level. And it's been around for about 50 years. Schultz, a social scientist, originally studied it for the Air Force when they were building bases, and people started complaining. And the dots are all different people and individual communities, and you can see the variation in their reaction. Now, the vertical orange line is 65 dNL, and FAA generally just pays attention to things above 65 dNL and not below. Now, this curve is a new curve from World Health Organization Europe, and the black line is their estimate of highly annoyed, and their estimate is much higher than our FAA estimate. But their estimate is more like 20% at 50 dNL, as opposed to 3 to 5%. And their estimate is that 60% of the population would be highly annoyed at 70. So it's very different, and they've done a lot more research than anyone in the US. This is an old slide from 2013, 2014, which is the last year we actually have really good data from Logan and Massport. We don't have very good data. we can get DNL by block. That's a very small unit, and it would be very accurate. But we haven't been getting that since the transition from the Logan CAC to the Massport CAC.
Tara Tenick is the Somerville representative to the 33L Municipal Working Group, and she does live underneath a flight path. She explained that Massport is intent on growth, and she advocates for a fairer way to disperse the flights across the region.
I've been to many meetings where the FAA has told people that Logan is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week business, and they intend to fill all of that time with airplanes if we allow it. And since we are at peak capacity at peak times during the day, they're now pushing more flights later into the night and earlier into the morning, and it's creeping in and it's really becoming a big problem. Before RNAV, the number of complaints was pretty non-existent. After RNAV was implemented, a lot more people are taking the time out of their busy lives and their busy days and calling in, writing in, electronically filing complaints because they are so disturbed by the noise that it's actually breaking down lifestyle that they were used to living. They can't sleep with their windows open at night. And it's only going to get worse. The operations at Logan are increasing every single year with no intention of implementing a curfew, with no intention of lowering operations, especially with the expansion of Terminal E. So we've got bigger jets flying the longest runway, which is our runway.
City Councilor Bill White also lives underneath an RNAV flight path.
Not only are the flights increasing out of Logan, but the flights going over off of 33L are increasing as a percentage as well. So the folks who live in our neighborhoods are getting the double whammy. And I guess the question to look at is, could there just be a more equitable solution of air traffic coming off of those runways? Why the burden has been shifted to us on a percentage basis is unknown to me.
I all summer can't sit on my porch and talk to my boyfriend because we can't hear one another. We're sitting 18 inches apart on the porch, and the planes are too loud to be able to hear one another.
You can't hear anything, your TV, when you're on the phone talking to someone.
I can't even sit in my living room. I can't even talk on the telephone. It's terrible.
Because of our often early mornings, I have to sleep in our basement on a pull-out couch with a fan and a noise machine to try to mask the sound. And even then, I can still hear the planes and don't get much sleep. It's maddening.
The unpredictability of the planes is really a problem. You can't schedule an outdoor event. You don't know when they're coming. I have smelled jet exhaust coming in my window sometimes, which is really disconcerting.
It's very difficult to work with all that noise. I have a lot of soundproofing because I am a sound engineer. I do not believe those stats. I look forward to seeing the new stats because there is no way the volume level is what they're saying it is.
We have the flight track right over our house. When one flight is going over, the next one is starting, and that can go on incessantly for hours from early morning to late at night.
There are certain planes that are just louder than others.